Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
The Charlie Epps Golf Hour, powered by Insperity, continues
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Will Doctor and Charlie Epps.
Nice to have you with us as we bring you the latest as far as the world of golf, live from the LIV Golf Team Championship at Merido. Charlie, you've got your good friend and LIV Golf TV analyst Jerry Foltz joining us live. Jerry, great to have you aboard.
Great to be here. And Charlie, I love this venue.
It was great. It was unbelievable. Jerry, I'm so proud of you. You know, you've always been one of my favorites. And as an announcer, you've really, really taken charge.
Well, I'd tell you what, I got a heck of an opportunity with LIV. It obviously wasn't without risk when we started, but it feels like... I've been in training for this my whole life. I absolutely love it out here.
Well, Jerry, the PGA of America really made a big move. We've got 29,000 members, and we, meaning our organization, okayed for the LIV players to participate in our championship, the PGA Championship, and also in the Ryder Cup. There's two things they have to accomplish, but I think that's a very bold move by the PGA of America.
I think it's the first domino to fall. At least that's kind of my, you know, my reading of the tea leaves. They, you know, really nothing changed because they allowed them last year. It even gave Taylor Gooch an exemption solely based on his performance in LIV, and they were the first to do something like that. But they did allow because the PGA of America membership, which comes along, as you know, Charlie, with the PGA Tour membership. Well, that got suspended, but there was a grace period through the middle of this past year, and they have now allowed LIV players to be PGA of America members. And you're right, that opens the door for it. I look forward to future announcements of a categorization to where LIV players have direct access to the PGA. I don't know if there'll be a qualifying or a points list from LIV to ever be on the Ryder Cup. That'll be up to the captain, I'm sure. But I think this year's captain is going to do a heck of a job in terms of making sure he puts the best American team up there at Bethpage Black. And Keegan's just a great guy, and I don't think he's going to let petty politics get in the way.
No, he's got a chip on his shoulder on what happened to him on the last go around, and that's what happens when you let personalities into selecting the team rather than just go with points. But having said that, I think we're getting close to having golf back to a normal, if you can call it normal, way for these guys to make their money and play in all the great players together again.
Yeah, I agree. I'm not sure, you know, even before the advent of LIV, the greatest, all the best, the top guys, the stars, if you will, they didn't get together more, other than the majors, more than four or five times a year because the PGA Tour has so many events and guys would, you know, play the ones that their sponsors had them play, be it RBC or back in the day with Buick and all that. So there were, you obviously had more of the top players on a week-to-week basis, but not all of them other than the majors. So I look forward to some sort. I know there will be a truce of some sort in the future. I don't know what's holding it up. Nobody really knows, gets reliable word out of those negotiations. And I know our side plays it very close to the chest, but I look forward to the day when there's not that much animosity amongst the players, except from a leadership standpoint. I think the animosity has been there because we disrupted the ecosystem a little bit. And to be quite honest, and I don't know where you stand on this, I know from our side, we didn't want to, but we were forced to because nobody would answer the phone when we called. So hopefully cooler heads prevail in the future and the golf fans get what they want, and that is you know, a more expanded ecosystem of professional golf, but a chance for everybody to be able to play together at certain times of the year.
You got that right.
Jerry, how important was it when the schedule was coming together this year that LIV got to the state of Texas at least once or twice, and turns out twice, but how important was that when making out the schedule?
Well, I mean, we have 14 events, and obviously we have a huge commitment to taking golf around the world to markets that are underserved from professional golf. Bringing Texas, I mean, Texas has a lot of professional, a heck of a lot of professional golf. Houston, San Antonio, Dallas, and Fort Worth from PGA Tour only. I don't know if it was a priority. For me, it was, because Texas is one of the greatest golf states there is. I mean, this course is a great example of it. Merido is an absolute beast. It's stunning looking. It just looks like Texas to me. But the Texas golf fans, I played in the Byron Nelson, I think it was 1993, and I couldn't believe how many people were out there. And Texas is a golf-crazed state, and it's got so much history and heritage to the game of golf here with Byron Nelson and Ben Hogan, Jackie Burke. That you can't ignore that. So it's a very golf-savvy state, but it's also a state with a lot of young people that are looking to have a good time, and that plays right into LIV's hands.
Yeah, this is we've got Jerry Foltz with us live on ESPN 97.5, LIV Golf TV commentator. Jerry, the format of the team championship is so fitting. The crescendo to Sunday, I think, is just awesome with the quarterfinals yesterday, semis today, finals tomorrow. As a broadcaster, how tough is it to balance the team aspect of things? Obviously, it's all team this week, but week to week, the team versus individual aspect of things.
That was the hardest thing at first. Now it's become second nature. It was so unusual or unconventional to me, other than college golf was the only time we really played teams, and once every 2 years a Ryder Cup or the President's Cup. But it was so unconventional to me and so unusual. But then I started talking to the players. The first week in London, 2022, before we launched, I got in a conversation with Poulter and Westwood, and I was asking, because it was so weird to me. And they were 100% in from the beginning. They saw the business model. They knew the potential of it. They knew the ability to track fans that weren't golf fans to a team sport as opposed to an individual sport. And the growth of LIV Golf and the merchandising and the fan base through social media has proven that. There are people, I think 27% of the people that attend the LIV event have never played golf. That's pretty remarkable, actually, when you think about it.
You mentioned Rom. How much has LIV Golf seen growth after getting John Rahm?
Well, anytime you sign the best or one of the best, I mean, there's no Scottie Scheffler's undoubtedly the best player in the world now, but one of the best players in the world and somebody with a dynamic and strong personality, and I think LIV has the majority of those guys, the guys that people really like to watch, whether they love him or hate him or love to hate him, you never know. I think that brings more eyeballs to it, whether it be through whatever avenue or whatever format or platform you consume your entertainment. It brings a lot more eyeballs, and it opens a lot more eyes that, you know, everything we've heard from this orchestrated narrative to try and maintain a monopoly on behalf of the PGA Tour, it might not be, you know, I might be able to make up my own mind and not let other people make up my mind for me. And we've seen a whole lot of that this year.
And Jerry, you had a great professional golf career yourself, but what are you most impressed with the young and up-and-comers on LIV Golf, like a Eugenio Chikara or like a Caleb Surratt who just joined John Rahm's team?
Yeah, well, calling my career great is the definition of hyperbole. Yeah, I quit. They asked me when I quit playing. I said long before I retired. But when you see somebody like Surratt come out as the number one ranked amateur in the world and his college coach telling him, "You're not going to get another chance like this. If you don't take this deal, you're nuts." I mean, absolutely nuts. Eventually, the ecosystem will adjust. Caleb Surratt and those guys will be able to play their way into majors based on their LIV performance and whatever other tournaments they choose to play in. I think it's incredible. And what's funny is when you talk to some of the agents and team managers, they're getting more calls from those type guys than the guys who originally signed, which were stars who, a number of them, who were, you know, toward the latter stages of their career, but still huge stars and could still play and still compete and win majors, like Phil Mickelson at the age of 51. But getting those young guys interested, everywhere I go, and there's a young college kid who played for Oklahoma State last year who's coming out here today, a friend of mine who I knew his parents growing up in Vegas. They're excited as hell. I had to get him 40 tickets. 40 tickets for him and his friends, all golfers, all serious golfers, and all golf nuts, to come out here and witness Liv.
Wow. Wow. Now, the fans were so involved yesterday at Merido. Charlie, I know you had a response there.
Yeah. You know, one thing that the PGA pros forget about is their customers, the spectators. The spectators are the thing that makes this machine go. And when Liv Golf came to Houston, Will and I, we went out and interviewed some of these customers, if you will, patrons. And there were two fathers and two sons that had driven from Idaho or wherever, and they just wanted to see the product because they like to have fun. They want to see it open up more. And I think that's what the spectators want. The stuffiness, if you will, at Augusta is only for a few. But the Joe Public, they like to have a beer. They like to sit down and they like to, you know, chat a little, and then they want to, you know, yell a little. So I think it's the right move for at the right time.
You know, Charlie, I got a story along those lines that I think really makes that accentuates that point. Excuse me. Last year, I got into a civil Twitter debate, if you can believe that, with golf fans of, let's say, our vintage, Charlie, me and you. You know, we don't remember taking our driver's test. But I got into a civil discourse with them online on the Twitter, and they were talking about, you know, they're old school and they just can't adopt this team format. It's so hokey to them. And then one of their colleagues chimed in as well, of basically well over 50 years old, or right at 50 years old. He said, well, I understand you guys saying that coming from your perspective. I'm a lifelong traditionalist myself, but to me, it's the only chance I get my 9-year-old and 7-year-old daughter to sit on the couch and watch 5 hours of golf. And last week, I guess it was a week after the Open Championship, I was watching the Open from wherever it was in the UK, and he said, my daughters came in and said, Daddy, how are the Range Goats doing? He said, that's enough for me to sell me on Live Golf.
Yeah.
That's it. That's a good point right there.
Yeah.
Jerry, it's been great to have you on the show. We have a minute left until break. One last thing. I watched yesterday on the Live Golf social media app. You did a great up close and personal feature with Anthony Kim. He's someone that, I mean, for players my age, we grew up watching AK and we thought of him as the next Tiger, and it's great to see him back this year. How has it been covering Anthony Kim?
Oh, it's fantastic. So inspirational. It took so much guts to be able to do what he did. He didn't have to do it. You know, he's publicly admitted to the demons he battled, and for so many people that we all know, those demons get the best of them when it comes to a tragic end, celebrity or not. So for him to rewrite his own ending as a father, as a husband, golf is minuscule in the big picture of life, and for him to do that and come out here and for the sole purpose of being a role model for his daughter by working hard, by believing in himself, by trying to accomplish something again that he doesn't have to do, I think it's beyond admirable.
Jerry, thanks so much for joining us this morning, taking some time so far before the semifinals for you to get here this early and join me and Charlie. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure. One of my old caddies was named Bill Doctor, by the way, just so you know.
That's Jerry Foltz, Live Golf TV commentator here on ESPN 97.5. This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, presented by Insperity, HR that makes a difference. Back after this.
ESPN 97.5.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio.
Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.